Good morning, 99.7 DJX. Hi there, Kelly K.
Hello.
Well, I'm going to say something that is immediately going to cause you to recoil and probably crawl into a fetal position.
Why do you want to start this way?
Because I just got to keep you on your toes, Kelly.
Okay.
There is going to be another social media for you to deal with.
Do you see the twitching in my eye already?
Yes, I do.
Like, I'm not on all of them already.
No, I know.
I can't handle all of them.
I know. It's called Threads.
Yeah.
It's Instagram's version of, sorry, not Instagram's, it's Meta's version of Twitter.
But it's kind of through Instagram.
Right? It is through Instagram. Yeah.
Yes.
You keep your username, your Instagram username.
And
you
your
can,
followers.
You can import your picture and your bio and everything from Instagram.
Right.
And it can talk to Instagram.
Yep.
I was playing around with it a little last night.
So you downloaded it. You're already on board. You're all in. Jumped in the deep end. Let's do it.
I did.
Okay.
But, you know, I mean, you start from scratch.
Sure.
Like, I have 8 followers.
Look at
and
you.
I know.
What a community already.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. But, yeah, I guess.
So they do have to, your followers don't,
they automatically,
don't automatically follow you on Threads. They have to choose to follow you on that as well?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, so you have the option when you sign on. And signing on is easy because you've already signed on to Instagram. So you can just go, okay. And
yes, keep doing that.
Right. Just blindly checking yes on all the boxes.
So what's different? How is it similar to Twitter? How is it different? Have you discovered enough to know?
So I started in on this at about 10 o'clock last night.
What is the matter with you?
So probably.
Have you met you and your schedule?
Probably not, in hindsight, the best time to start diving in on that.
How long were you diving in?
I mean, only about a half an hour, and then I had to check out.
Okay.
But, so I didn't really get that far into it. But yeah, so you don't import all of your followers. You have an option of following, like, you can follow all the people that you follow, or you can also invite the people to follow you who follow you on Instagram.
Oh.
And so when they get on Threads, then
they can see you're on there too.
They can see, oh, you've got an invitation. You can then click follow on that person or whatever, or follow all. It looks similar to Twitter in its functionality.
Okay.
So, yeah, I mean, I have been a longtime user of Twitter. Just, I don't know, I enjoyed the little microblogging and stuff like that. But
and the Wild Wild West aspect of it.
It was
a
Wild West. Yeah.
And
you had to really be careful with information that you saw. I mean, and on any social media, really, you got to be careful with that. But yeah, Twitter especially. It was one of those places where you were just like, all right. But yeah, so Threads is in its infancy. It just literally launched yesterday, that sort of thing. So, I don't know if Ben and Kelly show are on it yet. I tried.
Oh no.
So,
are we going to have to do that?
So that was something I was trying to figure out, and I haven't been able to figure out yet because, again, late at night, and I'm trying to work on this. So with Instagram, you can easily switch between accounts. So I can switch between, you know, the Ben and Kelly show, and I can switch between Ben Davis Radio and Ben and Kelly show, right?
Yeah.
On Instagram. I haven't been able to figure out how Threads does that themselves.
Well, okay. So something's already different because just to log into my Meta Business Suite.
Mm-hmm.
I had to kind of do a login.
So this is Threads. I'm showing Kelly right now my Threads. So it's exactly, it's like Instagram.
Right, but with Twitter qualities.
But with Twitter qualities, right.
Right.
And so you start with 0 posts, 0 followers, all that. And so I was like, oh, gosh, I got to put something up there.
Oh.
So I wrote, the first post is always the most awkward. So anyways, here's some pasta sauce sitting on my nightstand just in case I need a little midnight snack.
Oh, I that's great. Why do you have pasta sauce? It's a jar of pasta sauce
it
on
is.
Your nightstand.
It's a jar of pasta sauce.
Do we typically keep it there?
Doesn't everyone?
No, no one keeps it there. Not one person that I've ever heard of in the history of ever. Pasta sauce existence.
You've now met the one person.
If your cabinet, pantry.
Just in case you need a little midnight snack, Kelly.
Okay.
A couple fingers in the pasta sauce.
All right, listen, I'm already having anxiety because.
Are you diving in?
Well, no, I'm not diving in.
Oh, okay.
Yet. Because, listen, you know, when you have the Meta Business Suite and then you are
an
admin on so many different other brands as it is,
mm-hmm.
Do I have to hit, like, inbox and then because right now you have messages and you have comments and then is it going to add in like threads if I join that too?
Yeah, I don't know. I haven't attempted to log into the business suite side of things yet.
Well, okay, so I'm in our show and so far I just see messages and I just see comments.
Are you in our show on Instagram or are you in our show
Meta
on
Meta Business Suite, which you see both Facebook and Instagram on that?
Good news, Kelly. You can go to our website at WDJX.com. We have a link so you can go to threads.
That's great.
And you can see.
Great. I'm just. Like I said,
I knew that this was going to be met with you going, there's another thing that I gotta look at. I'm gonna say, you know, I wouldn't imagine that you have to.
I can't.
I wouldn't say that you have to jump on
it. I have always been in my mind flirting with that. Am I going to get a Twitter or I'm not going to get a Twitter? Because this entire time I've held off with not
with just
getting
using the Ben and Kelly show.
Exactly.
Twitter. Yeah,
that
yeah,
is
yeah.
how I tweet.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And that is it. And that is how I look on Twitter mm-hmm. under the guise of our show.
Right.
I have resisted. Listen, I have.
And well done.
Thank you.
Well done.
I have a Kelly K fan page on Facebook that I have largely ignored. I'll
occasionally
remember.
And your tens of followers are just so upset that
I know.
Their queen hasn't yet bestowed.
Right. Well, I posted yesterday for the first time in a very long time, but I largely forget that I have it. And then I'm just like, oh, yeah, I have that page too. But then, I also have a Snapchat that I largely forget about.
Yeah, no, I get it. I get it, Kelly.
How many people on Snapchat
there's a lot of things to keep in mind, right?
There's just so much to remember.
There's so much to remember. You're funny.
There's just much.
All right.
I'm also trying to engage in life in real time with my eyeballs.
Ah, who wants to do that, Kelly?
That is also something I struggle with.
Who wants to do that?
I'm already getting lectured from my husband. It's just like, you need to look up from your phone more. I'm like, well, I have things to look at and manage online.
Yeah.
It's much.
All right, so
I have to draw limits.
No, and that's good. That's healthy to draw those limits.
Yes,
it is healthy to do that.
Yeah.
So, anyways, you can if you're curious about what it is.
I'm not doing it.
Okay, that's fine. Kelly, you're gonna miss out on pasta sauce on nightstand content if you don't.
Those are the sacrifices I'm going to have to make.
It's your loss.
Right.
Your loss.
You're right. Just let me occasionally keep me updated.
Occasionally just
on what I'm missing
on
threads.
Turn my phone around and say, hey, look.
This is the kind of content you're missing. This is the kind of content. Where else are you going to get this content?
Where else?
Yeah.
All right. So anyways.
It's a risk I'll take.
Threads is up. WDJX.com if you want to get the link, if you're curious, whatever. It links right to your Instagram. It's Meta. It's Mark Zuckerberg's. Like, hey, I could do Twitter too.
Oh, yeah. Let's support Mark.
Yeah.
He needs it.
He does. Feel Goods. Do these every hour throughout the morning on 997 DJX. Kelly K.
Cooper is a 12-year-old German Shepherd.
Okay.
He was a day away from being euthanized.
Ooh.
Trish Bauer saw a reel featuring him trying to find someone to save him. Now, she was mourning the loss of an infant daughter who was born without a heartbeat. And the sadness that she saw in his eyes spoke to her.
Mm.
So she commented, the next day she gets a DM saying she is his last hope. So they immediately go to the shelter. Cooper comes running down into Trisha's daughter's arms, giving all the kisses, and she knew they were meant to be a family. One big problem was found, though, when they took him to the vet to get him checked out.
Mm-hmm.
He had a lump on the back of his neck.
Aww.
Turned out to be cancer.
Aww.
He wasn't healthy enough for surgery. They gave the Bowers 6 weeks to get him strong enough for surgery, or there was nothing they could do. Trisha's 10-year-old daughter, Lily, is a cancer survivor. They knew this fight all too well.
We made it our family's mission to get this dog healthy. Lily, my 10-year-old daughter, is the cancer survivor. So we know this fight all too well. We took the dog to the beach. We took the dog hiking at Joshua Tree. And we were able to get him qualified for surgery in less than 3 weeks. We knew from there was no way that dog was ever going to go anywhere but be in our family. He was truly meant for us. And I know that we saved him, but the honest truth is he truly did save us. And it was our daughter's first birthday in heaven the week that we adopted him. And we found out we were pregnant the very next week.
Oh,
I mean,
this dog has completely changed our lives.
Oh, wow.
I mean, right?
Yeah.
That's why I was sobbing.
Okay.
So good. See their story. And just, I mean, watch the whole video. Their mm-hmm. entire story is just so like, when all the pieces fall into place, like all the stars are aligned,
yeah.
It's like divine intervention that this dog found these humans, and just all of it's so good at WDJX.com.
When you strike out in real life, you can always try
Craigslist Missed Connections.
Let's start at the grocery store, shall we?
Sure.
Woman for man, let's do a lot of sitting around together.
Oh, well, that sounds exciting.
Yeah, sounds like an adrenaline junkie right here.
Right.
We exchanged flirtatious looks at the grocery store the other day. You, glancing up from inspecting the jar of spaghetti sauce for its nutritional information. Me, knocking a box of rotini noodles on the floor.
Oh, no.
Oopsies.
What a meat cute.
You smiled and kept on shopping.
Mm.
I noticed you weren't wearing a wedding ring. Great. Before we continue, I should let you know I'm not active. Like, I don't like to hike. I don't bike, rollerblade, or run.
Okay.
I don't walk around the lakes. I'm inactive, and I work very hard at that.
Okay.
There is a lot to see in TV land.
Mm.
There are good movies coming out every week. There are some books worth spending time with.
Okay.
And then there's eating.
All right.
You can't eat and do anything else, am I right?
Right.
Yeah. You just have to sit and eat. I have a desk job that keeps me mostly immobile, and when I get home, I like to unwind by sitting even more.
She's really putting it out there.
Sometimes I like to take my show on the road and sit around outside, especially if there's a beach or a lake or a campfire.
All right. So she's sure. open to scenery changes for her
Absolutely.
Setting.
Absolutely. Yes.
All right.
Sure, there's some body fat that goes with all this. But this is a lifestyle, after all.
Okay.
And I am committed. Want to sit around with me? Stop sucking in your gut and let it go. Let's have some queso dip. Watch Friends reruns the way God intended.
Yes, that's right.
Let's sit around together. We can order takeout, take a nap, microwave some leftovers. Come on, you know you want to. Listen, put fajitas in your subject line when you reply so I know it's you.
Oh, is that the code word?
That's the code word.
Oh, okay, right.
But I am down to do absolutely nothing with you.
Right, exactly. Fajitas. Wink.
Fajitas.
All right, that's fun. At least she lays it out pretty plainly for him.
I mean, I'm not hating on her.
Right.
She's just like, this is what you get with me.
It's
Craigslist Missed Connections.
This one's a man for woman. Saw you leaving my mom's house today.
Oh, already there's a connection.
Yep.
Kind of.
I saw your very sexy, finely tuned tush leaving my mom's house today.
Okay.
I can't remember your name, but you took my van.
I'm sorry, back the truck up. What? We have a stolen van situation?
I think so. I think so.
Oh, my gosh.
I need that van back. It was a gift from my dad. Well, I bought it kinda, but he didn't give me the van for like a year. But it's mine now, and I need my van.
Okay, awkward, weird backstory that we really didn't need.
we didn't really need, but all right.
The van is missing.
Right. You have a very large chest.
Oh my God.
That is always falling out of your shirt. I think that you're way hot, and I want you.
Okay.
But seriously, I need my van back.
First things first.
You are wearing funny shoes and goofy pants that make your legs look skinny and your butt look big. Big and fine.
The pants are goofy, but they look good.
No, oh, gosh, right. Okay. He continues. You're the kind of girl that I could dip into a vat of nacho cheese and lick clean.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, wow. That was graphic.
Well, we had queso in the last one, nacho cheese in this one. So
there is a theme.
There is a theme. You have kind of long hair and a sexy nose.
Noses can be sexy?
I know what you're thinking. How could a nose be sexy? But yours is so hot.
Wow. All right.
I can't even control myself.
Great.
But bring my van back, and maybe we can go get some popsicles on my debit card or something. I mean, I live with my mother, for crying out loud.
Yeah.
And who in the heck gave you the keys to my van?
Valid question.
It is a blue Lumina Chevy, and the driver's side door doesn't open, and the mirror is busted, but I need that van back.
Yeah, he does. It gets in places, clearly.
And I'm pretty sure I'm in love with you.
Oh, wow. All right.
So if you see this, tell me your name, give me my van back, and let's get some cold chicken and hummus from Kroger and chow, baby.
Cold chicken and hummus on the debit card. And I'll throw in some popsicles.
Oh, my gosh.
Wow, that is a lot.
There are a lot of questions.
Yeah.
None of them are answered.
Do you think he should start by asking his mom, who was that and why'd she take my van?
What? Is she a friend of yours?
She was at mom's house, right? That's where we started.
That's where
this
we started.
Epic love story. I think that's where we start if we're going to Scooby-Doo this.
All right. So
back into our van.
Whether you have a meet cute in the pasta aisle.
Right. But listen, just know. You don't have to put a lot of effort into taking me places. Just come over, sit on the couch.
Or you're just looking for your damn van.
Yes.
All right?
Let's start by asking mom who that was.
It can only be one thing and one thing only, and that is...
Craigslist missed connection.
Oh, I hope he gets the van back.
Yes. On 99.7 DJX. Quick setting the bar story. Kelly, what are these?
It's an example of what not to do or a situation we hope you don't find yourself in.
Look, comments on the video include, this is where the trust issues start and the beginning of the end.
First of all, I wouldn't have even agreed to this to begin with, but that's neither here nor there.
All right, so if you can manage to make it through the day or through your wedding without letting your bride jump into a pool while you... tricker and stay on the pool deck, you're doing okay.
Oh, wow. Oh, wow.
By the way, the groom never intended on jumping. Once you see the video, we'll tweet it out at Ben and Kelly Show.
It's also up at WDJX.com.
Yeah. So they're walking, and I think the idea was they're walking towards the pool, and they were both going to, like, dive in.
They're
going
to take the plunge together into married life. And he clearly just positioned himself to where he's just going to, like, land safely on the side.
On the side. Right, exactly.
And
so
she goes fully in.
Yep. And now she didn't look like she was angry.
Oh, yeah, it did.
She, I was going to say the screen grabs I saw. I didn't see the video. I just saw the screen grabs.
Okay, so if you see the video, her face is like she turns and swims towards the other side of the pool, and her face is kind of like, are you kidding me right now?
Oh, my gosh.
Like, he left me to do, like, she is soaked. Spending the rest of the reception, I guess. It looked pretty, like, it's still light out. Like, they probably had plenty of the evening to go, which is, again, why are you doing that?
No.
But okay.
Okay.
Yeah. Nope. Everybody on the internet's predicting an early demise for the marriage.
Oh, that's horrible.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
I mean, and he is just so... calm, cool, and collected, like, look at me, perfectly executed prime.
Oh, shoot.
No, sir.
Yeah. So, you got to see it. WDJX.com. The video's been viewed over 11 million times on TikTok.
Cringy.
Probably even more by now. But, yeah, again, set the bar. Let's try not to do something like that at your wedding. I mean, the whole cake thing is one thing.
Right. But again, if you are like planning something with your new spouse, like a fun little stunt you're going to pull off, let's stick with doing it together.
Yes.
Let's stick with that. Let's stick with the plan.
I don't know if you've got a good story about a wedding mishap or a miscommunication between you and your now spouse. I would like to hear the miscommunication, and then I want to know whether you're still married.
The aftermath. Yes.
Exactly.
We need to hear that as well.
All right. So call or text us 502-795-1997. We'll take those stories coming up next. I know. Just a couple quick stories to share. We had the setting the bar story where the groom decided not to jump into the pool with his new bride. And millions of views on TikTok later, people are saying it's the beginning of the end. This is where trust issues start, all that.
It's savage.
Yeah. So what kind of crazy thing happened at your wedding? Got a message from Pete, said, at a friend's wedding, apparently some of the bride's brothers and a guy cousins decided to run around the reception without any pants on. Everyone had a laugh, but when they went to find their pants, they were nowhere to be seen. Turns out my uncle decided to steal all their pants.
Oh.
All the pantsless guys had to search the place for an hour before my uncle gave them back.
Oh, wow. Oh, dang. It's a long time to be pantsless.
Mine is pretty mild. The reception was held at the zoo, and a groomsman fell into a pool filled with turtles. That was about it.
Okay. All right.
All right.
Well, you could say he went swimming with turtles.
He went swimming with turtles.
How cute is that? Adorbs. Adorbs.
Ha! So anyways, yeah, a couple quick stories there on 99.7 DJX. All right, let's get to a feel good. Kelly K.
So this is kind of crazy. Aaron Carrata was sailing out from Panama, planned to complete a multi-year trip. Mm-hmm. However, his rowboat battery ran empty 97 days into his journey. And then a wave capsized his boat in the middle of the Pacific.
Ooh.
NBC News had the story of how he was rescued in 34 days, and he explained why he waited so long to call for help with the emergency beacon he had.
I was mindful of the Coast Guard and tying up the resources of other people. I had the food I needed. I had all the preparation done. I just didn't have power.
For another 33 days all alone, he pressed on, rowing at the mercy of the winds, navigating by compass, until a wave capsized the boat nearly 1,400 miles off the northeast coast of Tahiti.
When it was upside down, I remember just knowing that my world was officially upside down. I had sold everything I owned to do on this expedition because I didn't want a reason to quit. When I saw that plane coming to my rescue, but it was the most beautiful sight.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. After his boat capsized, he was left with a leaky life raft and he was surrounded by a shark. And that's when he fired the emergency beacon. The Coast Guard showed up within 4 hours. So pretty amazing story. You can see the video on the website, WDJX.com.
Weddings can be exciting.
Well, yeah.
Especially if, you know, you're the bride and groom. But also if you're just a groomsman or a bridesmaid or an attendee, because there's a lot of emotion, a lot of alcohol, a lot of things happening.
Well,
and
yeah, and sometimes you want to do something fun and like pull off a stunt and wow the crowd.
Yeah, I remember when I was younger, I went to a Christmas party, an office Christmas party. This is when I worked at Grinders at the sandwich shop.
Right.
So we went to an office Christmas party there, and it was at a hotel, like a banquet hall in a hotel, right?
Right, yeah.
So there was a wedding reception in one of the other banquet halls.
Mm-hmm.
So me and someone else crashed the wedding, and we thought it was kind of fun. We were just like, hey, we put on little name tags.
Yeah.
We were blending in.
Yeah.
You know, just having a good time. You know, so things, wild things can happen.
Yeah, and then, of course, you always hope that you can, maybe if you're single, you can find love.
Well, yeah, that's a great spot.
Hook up.
Yes,
I mean,
sure.
Romance is in the air.
Well, our listener reaches out, and she is kind of embarrassed by what she discovered after the drunken hookup.
Right.
All right, we'll get to that next in your group therapy. And if you've got an issue and you're like, you know what, could probably use the opinion of Ben and Kelly and their six listeners. Just message us, BenAndKellyShow@gmail.com. We'll get to group therapy coming up next.
When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
So we are keeping her anonymous. Hey, Ben and Kelly, so embarrassed. I don't know what to do. I'm hoping you can help.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, and please keep me anonymous.
Gotcha.
Got myself in a little trouble at my friend's wedding. I attended by myself, even though I had a plus one invitation. Mm-hmm. I'm newly single, got dumped by my boyfriend.
Aww.
Well, I ended up flirting with the best man. We hit it off right away. Definite chemistry. That night, we ended up very drunk, back in his hotel room, hooked up pretty much all night.
All right.
Next day, felt good about spending the night with a really cool guy. Was hoping we could continue seeing each other. A few days later, though, told the bride about it. She freaked out. She told me that my new friend is married.
Mm.
His wife missed the wedding because she's 8 months pregnant. I'm angry and humiliated.
Oh.
I'm a homewrecker, right?
Oh.
Should I forget it happened, hope no one finds out, or do I confront him? Do I call his wife? Help.
Oof.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy.
She's obviously feels horrible.
Well, yeah, and she didn't know.
She didn't know.
And the guy's obviously not a stand-up guy. We'll say that.
He took advantage of a situation.
Yeah, he did. Yeah, he did.
What do you say to her?
I don't know. I don't know. I mean, this isn't a thing where, you know, you...
She's
know
8 months pregnant.
Exactly. Like,
so I almost don't... I don't know. I'm thinking. I don't say anything. But I don't know. Like, how could you live with yourself? If she's obviously troubled right now. She and the bride know. As far as we know.
I feel like Brandon is normally one of those listeners. It's all like, you know, communication, honesty is the best policy. He's like, okay. Maybe communication isn't the best here.
Yeah, he texts that in.
Yeah.
That's what I'm thinking. She's 8 months pregnant. Like, yeah. Is she going to...
You have to worry about, like, the stress and what the toll it can take on the baby.
And again... I hate to be the, well, what if they have an open relationship? Because there's always those comments whenever these situations arise, because this isn't the first rodeo that we've had a situation where...
Based on the bride's reaction, though, I don't think that's the case.
Yeah, that is true. If you've been in this situation and you discovered you were the other woman, tell us how you handled it. And whether there's like, I did it this way, I recommend not doing this because I did this. Or I recommend definitely do this because this is how it turned out or whatever.
Two sides of the issue here. Megan says, well, I'd block his number and move on. You had no idea. But you should not tell his wife, especially being 8 months pregnant. She'd freak out and the hormone's not good. It's going to be on his conscience. Don't let it affect you. You had no clue. But Wendy said, put yourself in the wife's shoes. Would you want to know that your man child was cheating on you as much as it would hurt? I'd want to know sooner rather than say 10 years into the relationship.
Mm. All right. Well, again, if you've got a comment or if you've been the other person, we want to hear from you. All right. 795-1997. We are in a moral dilemma right now, where we have a listener who wants to remain anonymous, had a drunken hookup with the best man at her friend's wedding. She tells the bride a few days later because she thought they had great chemistry.
Yeah, she's all like, hey, at your wedding, I think I've met a guy. I think this is going to be great.
I know. The bride flips out because he's married. And he has an 8-month pregnant wife. And she missed the wedding because she's 8 months pregnant.
Yeah, that's just now, none of this is good. And yeah. So many questions like, why wasn't he wearing a ring? Yep, that's a really good question.
Great question. We don't know. She feels angry, humiliated, doesn't know what to do. Is like, should I contact the wife? Should I stay silent? Like, I don't want to be the homewrecker, all that.
Yeah, Brittany says, I want to say zip your lips, LOL. But a wedding is a pretty public place. They had to be flirty leading up to going home together. It possibly means that this wasn't his first time cheating. So maybe the wife does need to know. Maybe she could pawn it off onto the bride to be the bearer of the bad news. Keep her anonymous, but let the wife know that he did cheat. Erica says that I was that girl. I found out 8 months pregnant that my husband was cheating on me.
And
we were married with our second child. It stressed me out so badly. I had nightmares. My best friend lied about it for 5 years. My husband was the one who told me. We'd been married for 16 years. He was 18 when it happened. I chose to forgive him, and now we're happy with 3 beautiful children.
So what is she saying, though?
I think maybe
she's advocating for saying something or not?
Let the husband
be the one
the one to fess up. Like, maybe eventually he will. Maybe it will, you know, I guess, eat him alive. Jessica says, leave it alone. You're the single one. He is not. Yes, you should have thought to ask, but a married man should not react to flirting from other women, much less going home with them. Chalk it up to this is a lesson learned for you. The wife will find out eventually if she doesn't already
know. Is that something that we need to put on? Is the onus on her for not asking?
Is he going to say, yeah,
right,
married?
Right, exactly. Like,
he can easily lie.
That's what I'm saying. Is the onus on her for not asking and saying, hey, I don't see you have a wedding ring on, but are you really married? Like, no, she sees he doesn't have a wedding ring on. They're flirting. You know, she's doing everything right.
Yes, she did everything. She's not in the wrong here, but now that she knows.
Oh, well, for sure.
She's struggling with, is the right thing here telling the wife, or do I just take it as a lesson learned and stay out of it? And hopefully he's going to, for lack of a better term, he made his own bed and he's going to lay in it. I mean, you know, who got a text? Smells like bacon because this pig needs to get fried. Tell her.
Now, Chris, what's your thought?
I don't have any type of like experience in the situation, but I do think that it's important to go ahead and tell the wife, mostly because you always want to raise a child in a solid foundation, not a broken foundation. So realistically, would you rather that kid have that father around until she finds out? Because she's going to find out eventually.
Maybe the case. Now, let me play devil's advocate. I'm going to sound kind of bad. What if he made a mistake, too, and he feels bad?
Do you mean made a mistake?
Well,
as in, like, I didn't understand. It wasn't my wife, my 8 months pregnant wife.
Listen, I do understand. It doesn't matter how drunk he is. He knows where his thing is going,
yes,
right? I understand that. But I'm just saying, what if he has regret and is like very remorseful as well. And
I
is
like after the first time, it's all night long.
Okay. All right. It's all right. Fine. I'm trying to just say,
what if he's a repeat offender?
Exactly. And here's my question. Do we wait and first of all, is she the one that, because she doesn't know this couple, does she? And the bride knows, do we have the bride say something? Or do we wait until after the baby is born because she's 8 months pregnant so that we don't, like, stress her out and risk, you know?
100% do not wait until that baby is born, because then she's going to rely on him to take care of her.
Okay. Oh, there's just so much to consider.
And that's not a situation she wants to be in.
Yeah.
I strongly believe that she finds somebody related to the pregnant wife to tell her in a calm manner.
All right. Thank you, Chris.
Oh, there's just so many. So many people are just like, don't tell her. It's, you know, it's not your fault. You know, walk away. Let that work itself out.
Yeah,
but then there's others just like, you know the situation.
Well,
and if you were the wife, would you want to know?
It doesn't sound like she knows the wife.
No, she doesn't.
Right.
The bride does, though.
The bride does. So the bride is the kind of the unknown
well,
in all this.
She's put in a really bad position, too, because like, what if the bride goes like, hey, at my wedding, this is what happened. Your husband accidentally met somebody all night long.
All night long.
I mean,
all right.
It's such an awful position for her to be in, and the bride.
I'm not wavering on what I said originally. I think she needs to just be quiet and let it play out.
Like, if this is not his first time,
yeah,
eventually it's going to catch up to him.
Right, right.
Somehow she's going to find out.
I don't know. But I feel like a dog for even saying that.
Like
you're keeping something from a pregnant woman here.
Well, it's one of those things where you typically follow the philosophy of you keep your nose out of other people's business.
Mm-hmm.
Or, but now, because she has intimate knowledge of this happening, because she was the person.
There, yep.
Yeah. It, you know, that's the tough thing here. It's that this isn't a hearsay kind of a situation.
Right.
But she doesn't know this person. It's like, okay, do you drop a grenade in the middle of this person's life that you don't know?
Well, we'll say this. There are a lot of comments supporting both decisions.
I think she does need to talk to the bride again and get some counsel, because the bride knows,
that's a good point.
Knows this couple better.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe the bride can help her figure out what to do if
maybe
she has
the bride
to do anything.
Thinks that he's a dog anyways.
Well,
and,
yes.
And, right. And there could be a reason to be like, okay.
Is
well,
it the bride's new husband's friend?
Right, exactly.
I mean, if he's the That's, best man,
right, right.
Yes, maybe we get, you know, the bride's husband involved.
Yeah.
And say, you know, what do you do with your friend? Like, what do we do here? I think there needs to be some conversations with the bride and groom
mm-hmm.
about the best man and how to handle that.
All right.
Oh, I'm stressed
yeah,
out, though.
We don't envy your position.
No.
And
your heart.
And yeah, keep us posted. Let us know what happens, because you know we'd like to know.
Yeah,
I guess
my heart goes out to the pregnant wife too.
For sure, for sure. All right, that is group therapy. So we spoke to Chastity last week. She had a predicament where she was concerned her best guy friend, 29, virgin. She was thinking, you know what? Let's keep feelings out of it. Why don't I just help him with that?
Right. Let's just get the first time out of the way so that he doesn't have to worry about that as he's trying to navigate the dating world. Because I think there had been some, he'd run into an issue where some women didn't want to be the first and wanted him to have some experience.
Right. And she says, look, he's not gay. He's awkward around women. Can't get past this huge hurdle in his brain. And so she's like, I've never felt anything romantic for him, but I've been friends with him a long time.
Right. I care about him. I just want to help him out.
Now, I said, go for it. Do it this weekend and
tell us about it
because I'm weird like that. Kelly.
So many people were just like, listen, no, it can change
it's
things.
It's risky. Yeah.
Yes. It can change the dynamic between you. You may think that it wouldn't and that you can keep feelings out of it, but you just don't know. And once that happens, you kind of can't go back.
You can't go back,
yeah.
Right. That box has been opened.
Okay.
We got an update.
Okay. So, hey, Ben and Kelly. Wow, the response was more than I anticipated.
Okay.
I told you that you hadn't ever had an issue like mine before. I even had several friends text me over the weekend saying they knew that you guys were talking about me, LOL.
Okay.
Anyways, I know why you reached back out to me, so here's the update. We did hang out last weekend. I still hadn't made up my mind whether I was going to go for it or not. I definitely thought about the, quote, clinical side of things and thought that may be awkward and weird, but mm-hmm. it would get done what needed to get done and keep feelings in check. Again, let me reiterate to you all, I had no romantic feelings toward him.
Yeah, we were talking about just make it very clinical, like this goes here, that goes there, and
like,
let's...
Like a teacher and student.
Right.
Which, that's not a really good... Anyway,
costumes.
Inappropriate. I wanted this to be just one friend helping out another friend. Neither one of us is seeing anyone. So, you know, that's all it would be.
Right.
I asked him if he wanted to come over and hang out.
Mm-hmm.
We were planning on grilling out, having a few drinks, maybe playing some cards like we've done before.
Mm-hmm.
He came over and the drinks started flowing.
I'm sorry. Sorry, that's premature. Sorry.
You're assuming.
I am assuming. I'm
telling myself the whole time we're just friends hanging out. Nothing wrong with that. Stop.
Right, sorry.
Instead of cards, I suggest we play... we play Twister.
No, come on. Come on. We play Twister? Come on now. We know where this
tears.
Is going.
So we started to play, and I can tell you we didn't finish the game. I don't know what color means to take your clothes off, but before we both knew it, that's what we landed on, and that's what happened. Right there on the Twister mat.
Right, what?
Right on the Twister mat.
Oh,
right then and there.
Good for you.
Yeah, it was awkward, but at the same time, it wasn't.
Oh.
He made a joke about never playing that version of Twister before. After about an hour, we decided we were hungry and made some sandwiches again.
Oh.
I told you we were just friends. It had been for a long time. and I had no romantic feelings towards him. Until this weekend.
Oh, buddy.
After a weekend filled with the sandwich making,
mm-hmm.
I think I was fooling myself into thinking we didn't already have feelings for each other.
Mm.
We did talk about what happened. We both agreed to give us a shot. So I guess we're boyfriend-girlfriend now.
Oh.
I never would have pictured myself with him, but because he's not the type of guy I usually go for, but here we are.
Wow.
I would be lying if I told you I wasn't a little scared of us not working out and him not being a friend anymore, but there's no turning back now.
That's true.
Wish us luck. Thank you both for giving me the confidence to make this leap.
Look at that.
Give her the anthem.
I did.
Yeah.
Yes. My God.
Oh, yeah.
I'll let you touch my butt.
Okay, stop. Stop.
So,
what color is? Take your clothes off.
I know, right? I know. I was going to say.
Is that red?
Red, maybe. Green.
Blue.
No, it's probably green.
Is it green?
It's probably
it's green. The
green
light.
It's probably
yes.
green.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yes.
We
okay.
played Twister. What an opening.
You know what? Tonight, let's not play Uno. Let's play Twister.
Yeah. What do you say? We've had some margaritas.
That is great. We're going to have great balance. It's a perfect choice after the margs. Yeah.
It's so great. I feel a little too voyeuristic in my brain because I've pictured the scene play out in my brain.
Was Twister involved in your brain?
No, it was not.
No, it wasn't. But I mean, what a door to open, right?
Oh, shoot.
I mean, if there was going to be a way to ease into that.
Well, they did.
They did.
They did.
Bethany's all like, LMAO, I told you.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, hey, congratulations. Congratulations.
Yeah. I think this is great.
Chastity, you.
What a good friend.
Yeah.
She's a really good friend.
You are a really good friend.
She really gets the best friend award.
You are the best of friends.
You know what? I feel like this has like really great potential because of the solid foundation of their friendship in the beginning.
I feel like I had said that last week where I was like, you know, good friends are a great place to start a romantic relationship.
Right.
So,
and so is a Twister mat.
So apparently is some drinks and a Twister mat. All right. Well, hey, keep us posted, Chastity.
Oh, and invite us to game night.
Wow. Invite us to game night. All right, feel good stories, Kelly Kay.
Oh, this one is so good. Cooper is a 12-year-old German Shepherd who is a day away from being euthanized.
Mm.
Trish Bauer was just scrolling on, you know, Facebook, Instagram, saw a reel featuring him trying to find someone to save him.
Mm.
She was mourning the loss of an infant daughter who was recently born without a heartbeat.
Ooh.
And she said the sadness she saw in his eyes spoke to her. So she commented. Next day she wakes up, got a DM saying she was his last hope.
Mm-hmm.
So they immediately go to the shelter. Cooper comes running down into Trish's daughter's arms, giving all the kisses she knew they were meant to be a family. One big problem was found when they took him to the vet to get checked out. He had a lump on the back of his neck.
Mm.
He had cancer. And he wasn't healthy enough for surgery. So they gave the Bowers 6 weeks to get him strong enough for surgery, or there was going to be nothing that they could do.
We made it our family's mission to get this dog healthy. Lily, my 10-year-old daughter, is the cancer survivor. So we know this fight all too well. We took the dog to the beach. We took the dog hiking at Joshua Tree, and we were able to get him qualified for surgery in less than 3 weeks. We knew from there was no way that dog was ever going to go anywhere but be in our family. He was truly meant for us. And I know that we saved him, but the honest truth is he truly did save us. And it was our daughter's first birthday in heaven the week that we adopted him. And we found out we were pregnant the very next week. But this dog has completely changed our lives.
Aww,
I mean, right?
Man.
I'm telling you, sobbing when I was watching the whole video. You can see their story at WDJX.com.
Throwback Thursday, presented by Drake's. Come play. Your requests make up the playlist. So let's throw it back on 99.7 DJX.
All right, your requests make up our playlist. Brought to you by Drake's. Yes. this makes sense. A fun game of Twista can lead to so much more. Throwback Thursday. Throwback Thursday, 99.7, DJX.
Yes. Okay, so Bethany's rolling in. She's like, listen, can you play Toxic by Britney Spears? I think we need to hear it.
Yeah, she said running late today. Actually get to catch Throwback Thursday.
There you go.
Like that. Throwback Thursday, 99. Because you know that we're toxic. Throwback Thursday. 99.7 EJX.
Stephanie in the East End said, put on Jeezy.
Okay.
All right.
Will Jeezy and Akon work?
I think so. Akon and young
Jeezy. Thank you. Thank you. Appreciate it. All right. It's 99.7. All right. Throwback Thursday. 99.7 EJX. Yeah. Matt rolls in. Hey, can you do tag team? Why not?
Why not? There are no rules.
Why? No rules.
There's one rule. At least 6 years old.
I think this
qualifies.
I think this qualifies.
Yeah.
Yeah. Throwback Thursday, 99.7 EJX. It's Throwback Thursday. Let's go. We're kicking the flow. We're kicking the flow. And it goes a little something like this. Tag team, back again. Check it, direct it, let's begin. Party on, party people, let me hear some noise. DC's in the house, jump, jump, rejoices. There's a party over here, a party over there. Wave your hands in the air, shake the dairy, yeah. These three words mean you're getting busy. Whoop, that is Hitman.
You folks, what it's all about. Now it's time for to get on the mic and make this mother party hype. I'm taking it back to the old school, cause I'm an old fool who's so cool. If you wanna get down, I'ma show you the way. There it is, let me hear you say.
Whoop, there it is. I always think of the movie Elf when I hear that.
Okay.
When they're in the mailroom. Isn't that what they're singing in the mailroom? Whoop, there it is.
Back and watch it.
Okay, all right. All right, Throwback Thursday, 99.7 JF. You need everyone's eyes just to feel seen behind Jamaica. Nobody knows who you even are. Who do you think that you are? If I could write you a song to make you fall in love. Sometimes you just forget. How big of bangers those were.
You do. And then you remember.
Mike Posner, 99.7 DJX, Throwback Thursday. Remember, didn't he walk across the country?
He did.
Yeah. And then he hurt himself, too.
He did.
All right.
He was kind of Forrest Gumping it.
Yeah, Throwback Thursday. It's Throwback Thursday, 99.7 DJX. Oh, man. This song just puts you in a mood. Fun Throwback Thursday. No, I know this. I'm not. All right, Throwback Thursday, 99.7 DJX. Just your requests. Make up our playlist here on 99.7 DJX. Stabby Sarah rolls in with hey, how about some Hey Ya?
How about it?
We got it. Yeah, we don't play the entire songs because we got to get as many in as we can.
That's right, and you don't really need it, right? You don't need the entire song.
You just need a little taste.
Get through the hook.
Yeah, just a little taste on the tip of your tongue.
Yeah.
All right, Throwback Thursday here on 99.7 EJX. Nicole rolls in with some Vanessa Hudgens. Man, remember Vanessa Hudgens?
Oh, she had pop hits?
Well, this is a song from Vanessa Hudgens.
Aww. I loved her in High School Musical.
High School Musical. Vanessa Hudgens with Troy.
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 I don't remember this song.
It's Throwback Thursday, 99.7 EJX.
I liked it.
Yes. I'm assuming when Vic says Helen Keller, hashtag TBT, he's meaning...
Nailed it.
303?
Yep,
this one?
Yeah.
We got you. It's all right. I can read Vic.
We speak Vic.
We speak Vic.
We have our decoder rings on. You stole off the stage. Red and purple lipstick all over the page.
your arms, shaking in the fingers with a bottle in your palm. And the best is, no one knows who you are, just another girl alone at the bar.
All right, Throwback Thursday. 99.7 EJX. Did we get to the Helen Keller part?
Sure. We were lingering, though.
That's what I'm trying to... All right, whatever. All right, Throwback Thursday. We got to move on. We just got to move on. Sammy Licious bought a house once unwritten. We got you.
Oh, congratulations, Sammy Licious. Homeowner. Big deal.
Throwback Thursday. Throwback Thursday, 99.7 DJX. Ray, I've had all the espresso this morning. Need something as hype as I am right now. How about Nelly Furtado from Canada rolling in with something hype?
I think that's hype. Right. Yeah, this is hype.
How you
this
doing, young lady? The feeling that you're giving really drives me.
It's Throwback Thursday on 99.7 DJX. Yes. It's the pretty please that gets me, really.
Really, when you're that polite, we can't say no.
I mean, how can you?
But all you say is drop it like it's hot. Snoop Dogg, pretty please.
Pretty please?
That's it.
No sugar on top. Don't need it. Don't need it.
Don't even know your name, but we love you.
Throwback Thursday, 90.
Skateboard P. When the pimp's in the crib, ma. Drop it like it's hot. Drop it like it's hot. Drop it like it's hot.
I mean, you could technically drop it like it's cold, too.
You could, but it's not as hot.
Because, you know, if it's really, really cold, you could, you know, get a freezer burn.
If it's hot. If it's hot.
But, I mean, I'm just saying, you could also drop it like it's cold.
You could.
They haven't considered the alternatives.
Not nearly as fun, though.
Okay. Throwback Thursday. It's Throwback Thursday on 99.7 DJX. And just as quickly as it begins, it ends.
Oh, dang it.
I know.
Oh, don't shut it down yet.
I'm sorry.
I'm not ready.
It has to.
Oh, don't stop it.
We have...
Oh, don't start the party.
Every Thursday from about 8:30 to about 9, we throw it back with songs you haven't heard in a while, played back to back to back to back. 6-year minimum is our only rule, and it's brought to you by Drake's. All right?
Okay.
All right, so another winning word to get you to Italy to see Harry Styles coming up. I don't know if you saw the warning from podiatrists on the Barbie challenge, but now, okay, so real quick. You know, the trailer shows Margot Robbie as Barbie kind of step out of her high heels, but her feet are still in that.
She's on her tippy toes, like the balls of her feet. Yes.
Well, like the actual doll.
Exactly, because that is how Barbie's feet are typically made. There are some of the dolls that have the flat feet, but typically she's on her little tippy toes.
Yeah, and so obviously social media, always one to seize a moment, has jumped in on that with the Barbie challenge kind of doing the same thing. Taking off high heels and keeping that and stepping forward and keeping that high heel.
Okay, but people aren't like, you know, walking around like that permanently or for hours, right?
Right.
The podiatrists feel the need, though, that they have to say, hey, don't do that a lot?
Well, at least one does.
Oh, okay.
And is like, listen.
Listen.
If attempting the pose and stride over long periods, there are some risks involved. The ankle is unstable, which can lead to ligament sprains and injuries commonly seen with high heel use. Now, listen, that is legit. I'm not going to say that's not legit. But if you're just doing it for a video or a TikTok,
I think it's going to be fine.
I think it's fine.
Also, it's kind of like if you've ever done like a calf raise exercise.
There you go.
I mean, it's doing that.
You can even see Chrissy Teigen doing that exact same thing. We've got it up, WDJX.com. But yes, warning.
Be careful walking like Barbie.
Yeah. Didn't think we'd have to say that. But
nope, but here we are,
here
friends.
We are. All right, coming up next is the feel-good story.
This is kind of great. A news reporter in Alabama ended up becoming the breaking news she thought she was covering.
Okay. That's next, after Miguel on 99.7 JX. Good morning, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. Remember, Rome, R-O-M-E, is your winning word. Get you to Italy to see Harry Styles. All right, let's get to a feel-good. Do this every hour throughout the morning, Kelly K.
So this TV reporter ended up being the breaking news she thought she was covering.
Okay.
Valerie Bell works for WBMA in Birmingham, Alabama. She was covering what she thought was a domestic violence incident near a lake.
Eey.
But hiding behind her while she was getting the details from the sheriff was her firefighter boyfriend, Blake, who was holding the rain box down on one knee.
Do you mind if I take some notes?
Sure, yeah.
Okay.
But before you take some notes, I think you'll like to see one thing right behind you.
Yes, sir.
It's really important.
Oh, my God.
Oh. The greatest thing to ever happen to me. Every day with you is a day we'll spend. I hope I can spend forever with you. Will you marry me?
Yes.
Oh.
I'm just trying to process what just happened. I thought there were kids in the water.
Aw,
she thought there were kids in the water, she said. Like,
right.
My goodness.
What a range of emotion for her.
Yes.
Yeah.
They couldn't have made up, like, a different kind
I know,
of, like,
domestic violence? You're going there?
That was, like, a really... Anyway.
Unless that's, like, her beat with...
That could be.
The new... Like, who knows?
That could be, and they wanted it to be believable
to get her out
there.
All right,
anyway,
all right.
You can see the video. It is precious. Congratulations to her. At WDJX.com.
Study the bar stories. If you can manage to make it through the day without using an alligator to chug a twisted tea, you're doing okay.
Oh.
Yeah, this is Florida. And this is apparently what bored teenagers do.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so this teenager someone posted a video, basically, of this. These teenagers hanging out in a parking lot.
Mm-hmm.
They grabbed a baby alligator because they're apparently just running around.
Okay.
Yeah. Latched a can of twisted tea into the baby alligator. And then one of them picked the gator up with the can still in its mouth and chugged it.
Okay, so the baby alligator is chugging the twisted tea.
Well, the baby alligator's not chugging the twisted tea. The teen is chugging the twisted tea, but the baby alligator is holding the twisted tea in its little jaws.
Got it.
So this is wrong because, well, we don't treat animals that way.
No.
Yeah.
I mean, they're kind of like saying that's tormenting the poor little alligator.
Right, exactly.
Poor gator's okay, though.
Yeah, the gator is okay. The Fish and Wildlife Commission saw the video and they launched an investigation. Now one of the kids is charged with removing it from its habitat without a permit.
Not good.
Probably the kid that was on video chugging the twisted
tea.
So, anyway.
So let's not do that.
Yeah, you know, but you're right, Kelly. The gator is okay.
Yes, and this is one of those things, though, fortunately, like, we're not going to have to worry about around here. There's not a lot of gators.
Not a lot of gators.
Walking around. I mean, I don't see any on Shelbyville Road, which is good.
No, snapping turtles, yes.
Yeah. Maybe don't do that with a snapping turtle.
Right, or any sort of amphibian.
Yeah. Just any animals in general.
There you go. All right, there you go. That is your setting the bar story. So again, if you can manage to make it through the day without using an alligator as your koozie, maybe?
Koozie, yeah. I think it's kind of being a koozie.
All right, then you're doing okay. That is setting the bar on 99.7 DJX. Ed Sheeran, 99.7 DJX. He and Harry Styles are literally playing a concert on the exact same day.
Oh, look at that.
And we're sending you to both.
Oh, wow.
July 22nd. One is in Italy. One is in Nashville.
So safe to say one person can't go to both.
No. Sorry.
We're going to have two different people.
Yeah, it's going to have to be two different people.
Yeah, logistically speaking, it's just not going to work out.
Right.
Yeah.
Pretty soon, we're going to be telling you about a cool little opportunity for you and three of your girlfriends to head down to see Nashville to see Ed Sheeran before maybe you get married. Maybe it's a little like a bachelorette party, whatever.
Or maybe you just want to see Ed Sheeran.
Or maybe you just want to see Ed Sheeran.
I don't think
that
the marriage is not required.
Yeah, so that's coming up here in about 10 days. We'll give you that opportunity. More details on that very soon here on 99.7 DJX. We did a lot today, Kelly.
It was a lot. I'm kind of exhausted. I mean, I feel like I need a nap.
Have you gotten on Threads yet?
No.
Okay.
I'd forgotten about it. And then you just,
started the show.
Anxiety is
I
back.
Know. We started the show. There's a new social media platform created by Meta, Mark Zuckerberg, in the Instagram world.
You could suck at Twitter. I got one just like that.
Yeah, so that's exactly what it is. It's like Mark's going, hey, Elon, not only am I going to pummel you in the ring, I've got an app that'll do Twitter things too.
Listen, these two need to sit down and make up because all the tension with the cage fighting
it's
in the
crazy
Coliseum and now the competing Twitters.
Yeah. Threads is Mark's. Twitter's is Elon's. But yeah, it's right
just
there.
Much.
Yeah, it's on Instagram. You can find it, and then you can link to it and all that stuff.
And Ben is already on there.
I'm
of
already
course.
On
you
it.
Know he is jumping in on day one.
Well, last night I'm laying there in bed trying to go to sleep, and I'm like,
Well, it was supposed to launch today, and apparently it launched last night because you already have a post of pasta sauce on your nightstand.
Yeah, but who doesn't?
Nobody else on planet Earth. I'll tell you that. I am going to go. I'd put money on the fact that you're the only person on planet Earth that has a jar of pasta sauce on your nightstand in your bedroom.
It's marinara. Thank you very much.
Okay. I just want to know why.
In case I get hungry. A
in
little,
case you get hungry.
You can stick a couple fingers in there. You can stick a couple fingers in there. It'll be good.
Violent. Why? Who does that?
Anyways.
Who does that?
So
that's the kind of content you can enjoy if you follow Ben
Threads,
Davis
right.
on Threads.
Right.
Follow him today because you don't want to miss out on that content.
Sure. Okay. This is the meandering segment here,
yeah,
and we apologize
for
this.
We don't know when to shut up and turn it off.
We're shutting up and turning it off now. Have a good one. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Bye-bye.